What is going on, everybody? It is your guy, Retro Lag, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Bleep Bloop Podcast. On this episode, we are calling it Spotlight. And what are we spotlighting? The Game of the Year nominees. But wait a second, not just any nominees, Retro Lag's nominees. Okay, so real quick, on my YouTube channel, I do a series called Spotlight. And on Spotlight, what I like to do is spotlight games that I enjoy. It started initially as games that I was getting keys for that were indie games, but some of them, while they were good, I don't want to sit here and say that they were games that I felt needed to be spotlighted. They could have been showcased. And I was keeping my showcase series more for games that I got from the Indie Games Collective. So what I wanted to do was focus on games that I really enjoy. So that's what I started to do. So for the podcast, it's something similar, but here, since we're talking about games, what better way to kick off this series than by having an episode about the games that I think this year are in the running for Game of the Year. Okay, so what I did is I broke it down into two categories. The first category is indies, and the second category is majors. And I focused primarily on the games that I thought that I would play. Now, obviously, for the majors, there were really, you know, only a select few major titles. So most people are going to have the same ones on their list. But for the indies, you know, there's tons of indies. And I really wanted to stick to games that I figured I might play. And what we did is we broke it down for every month what games came out. And we didn't take every single game because there were tons of games. So let's kick this first thing off. In January, there were some major titles. So you had Encodia, which is a point and click, Cyber Shadow, and Skull. Those are for the indies. For the majors, you had Hitman 3 and Yakuza Remastered. Now, I'll tell you from firsthand experience, the ones that I played were Cyber Shadow, and I played Yakuza Remastered. Now, I didn't play all of them. I got most of them done. So those are the nominees for January. So which one do I think, you know, if I look at Cyber Shadow and then I look at Yakuza, Yakuza has such a time-proven storyline. Cyber Shadow really only has one title under its belt in terms of the series. It was a great game, but I'm going to give it to the majors on this one, and I'm going to go with, I'm not going to tell you. Because right now we're only going over the nominees. Okay, so for February, for the indies, really the only one that I saw that I found interesting was Curse of the Dead Gods. And then for the majors, it was Little Nightmares 2. Now, everybody played Nightmares 2. These two games, though, I actually didn't play. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't play any of them. So for March, we had Naruto Boy, Disco Elysium Director's Cut, and Genesis Noir. For majors, we had Crash Bandicoot 4. So that one, you know, there really wasn't a lot of major releases. There was only one, but there were three, you know, good indie games that in their own right all deserve a chance. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, I think that Disco Elysium probably was one of the best games ever, but is that my choice? You have to wait and see. For April, we had, for the indies, we only had one, but we had three majors. So for the indie, it was Oddworld Soulstorm, and then for majors, we had Outriders, Returnal, and Judgment. Outriders was real good when it first came out. Lost kind of a lot of steam after, you know, it was out for a little bit. Returnal was kind of slept on initially, and then people really got behind it. And then Judgment was just, you know, they got Lost Judgment getting ready to come out. I think that actually came out later in the year. So, you know, which one's it gonna be? For May, you had a game called Getsu Fumaden, Undying Moon, and Wonder Boy, Asha in Monster World. For the majors, this was a big month because you had Resident Evil Village, Mass Effect Legendary Edition, and Biomutant. Now, I know a lot of people had some choice words for Biomutant, but tons of people played Resident Evil Village, and tons of people played Mass Effect Legendary Edition. But are these going to be the titles that I pick for the nominee? For June, we had Ender Lilies, which is a great Metroidvania, and then you had Ratchet and Clank, A Rift Apart. There wasn't a lot of titles for June, so really, you know, that's what you were kind of, what was competing. For July, it was kind of more of the same. You had Death's Door, and then you had The Ascent, which, by my account, is one of my favorite games. I still need to go back and finish it. And then for the majors, the only thing I could find, and maybe somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but the only one I could find was F1 2021. And I got to tell you the truth, I didn't play it, but I think I got it on Humble Bundle. I'm not sure. I got to go back and check. In August, we definitely did have two games that I would say were going head to head. One of them was Grime, a great Metroidvania from Acupara Games. And then you had Psychonauts 2, which was the major. And that was a game that hadn't had a release. I mean, Psychonauts 2, right? The last one was a couple consoles ago. September, we're getting closer to the end of the year now. September, you had Fist, a great Metroidvania action platformer. And then you had Source of Madness. And I know a lot of people don't even know what that game is. But you definitely had three big titles. Deathloop, Lost Judgment, and Tales of Arise. Now, I just started diving into Tales of Arise, and my man Disparity, he's been playing it religiously on YouTube, so make sure you all go check him out on YouTube, Disparity. But Deathloop was one that was really talked about. My man Jared, he did a 24-hour stream when that came out, and then Lost Judgment, I haven't seen very many people play it, and I'm not sure if it actually did come out yet. I think it did. But, you know, so those are some tightly contested titles, and then we moved into October. So October, you had Tandem, A Tale of Shadows, if I'm not mistaken, that's what it's called, and Into the Pit. Into the Pit was like a first-person shooter. It was real, really good. And then you had some really major releases this last month, which was Far Cry 6, House of Ashes from the Dark Pictures Anthology, and then you had Guardians of the Galaxy and Riders Republic. So which one out of those do you think got the nominee for that month, or the nomination? For November, we had Clunky Hero, an indie game that I guarantee a lot of people slept on, didn't even know what it was. I played the demo of it. It was definitely a fun game. And then we had Call of Duty Vanguard, as well as Forza Horizon 5, which some are definitely saying is in the running for Game of the Year, because it is probably one of the best, if not the best, Forza game to come out in recent years. And then finally, in December, the two that I've seen so far, unless something comes out surprisingly, we got The Gunk, and then we also have Final Fantasy 14 and Walker, which is kind of fitting, right? Because it's the end of the year, so and Walker. So, I know you might be thinking that I'm only going to give you who I nominated, or who my picks were on another episode, but on the contrary, I'm going to give them to you now. So, for January, my nomination is Cyber Shadow. And the reason why was because I found myself going back and playing that game more than I actually went back to Yakuza. And now Yakuza was a very great game, and I'm not knocking it, and I will go back and play it on an episode of my series I got called Console Classics. Stay tuned, check out that, like and subscribe so you know when it comes out. But for me, I only played it one time, and I definitely wasn't going to go back and play Hitman 3. Encodia is on my list of point and clicks. However, it's not up there like the way Cyber Shadow is. February, I didn't play Curse of the Dead Gods, but it did look like a great game. I don't know if it was really going to be up my alley, but Little Nightmares 2, definitely a platformer that I am all about playing. I mean, that's as close as I'll get to scratching the surface of, quote, horror games or scary games. So that's going to be my pick for February. For March, this one was kind of tough because you had Naruto Boy, Disco Elysium Director's Cut, Genesis Noir, and Crash Bandicoot 4. And I gotta tell you, Crash, I was almost all the way in. But then I remember playing Disco Elysium, and I remember what they said. They went back and added more voice lines to the Director's Cut, more content, more story, and it's just hands down one of a classic games. So that one for me is the March. The March nomination. For April, I was gonna say Oddworld, but in all honesty, I've never been an Oddworld fan. Not in the sense that I dislike the games, but more of just in the sense that I've just never played them. So I did get Outriders and I did play a little bit of it, but Returnal just looks to me like the game that I would be willing to rage and die and play and rage and die. So I'm definitely going to pick Returnal for my April nomination. Now for May, Getsu Fumiden, Undying Moon, and Wonder Boy, those look like really good games. I wasn't going to jump on the Resident Evil hype just because that's just not who I am. You know, I never jump on the hype of games. Mass Effect, I did like the series, but same thing. Like, I'm not just going to jump into a game just because you remake it, you remaster it. I want to play it because I really want to play it. And the game for me was Biomutant. I mean, I bought that game. I dabbled in it just a little bit. Still on my to-do list that's, like, endlessly long now. I know some of y'all can relate. Gamer, stand up. So Biomutant is my May nomination. June, another one that was a tough one. There were only two choices to make, but it was still tough because Ender Lilies, I'm a Metroidvania fan. This one was always on my radar, always watching the trailer. And Ratchet & Clank was, to me, what sold why the PlayStation 5 was next level in terms of its gameplay, just for platformers specifically. So for me, I had to go with Ratchet & Clank. It looks so much fun. Just the color palette, the level design, the characters, the story. It just looks amazing. For July, I kind of gave this one away earlier. I'm hearing rumblings that Death's Door is a sleeper and it could potentially be a nominee for some folks. Of course, I didn't play it, and I mainly was because it didn't seem like it was my type of game. And F1 2021, although I do like race car games, I can't say that it's up there enough to outdo The Ascent. I played The Ascent. I love the top down. I love the action. I love the bullet shoot 'em ups. I just love that game. And despite it being a little glitchy, whatever the case may be, it was just a fun, fun game. All right. August, Grime and Psychonauts. Not even going to give you a long-winded. I'm just going to say Grime because it's Acquapara Games. More specifically, the game was fun. I got to play a little bit of it. I think I played some of the demo. I actually bought it and played it on release on stream. And another one, got to go back to. September, Fist and Source of Madness. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I think if I would have played Source of Madness, this would have been hands down my pick. But I didn't play it in time. So the only other options were Deathloop, Lost Judgment, or Last Judgment. And I think it's Lost Judgment and Tales of Arise. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've only played a little bit of Tales of Arise, but I'm already hooked in. So for me, Tales of Arise sold it for September. October, you had Tandem, Into the Pit, Far Cry 6, House of Ashes, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Riders Republic. So this one was tough for me because I've been wanting to play Guardians of the Galaxy and I didn't, but what I did play was Far Cry 6. And I can tell you right now that Far Cry 6 is a fun game that drew me back into the Far Cry series. I play those kinds of games a little bit different than how other people play. I don't just run and gun and shoot stuff. I like to stealth. I like to take my time. I like to look for weapons, collectibles, things of that nature. I like to explore the world. So for me, Far Cry 6 is definitely a good, refreshing entry back into the series. A lot of people say, oh, it's more of the same. Yeah, but if you don't play them all the time, then this is a great segue to just jump right back in. You don't got to feel like you're obligated to know what happened in the previous stories or anything like that. So I really enjoyed that one. November, a clunky hero, Call of Duty Vanguard, and Forza Horizon 5. Now, I told you earlier, I am a race car fan, but there's certain race car games that I'm not just going to dive into. However, Forza Horizon 5 is one of them. I pre-ordered the controller. My son's been playing the heck out of it, and it is a beautiful game. I'm going to just cover some more of that later, but that is for sure my nominee or my nomination for November. And then lastly, for December, we got The Gunk and Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker. And like I said, I'm a Metroidvania platform lover, so I'm going to go with the one that I love, and plus I love those indies, so I'm going with The Gunk. Now, that's not to say Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker ain't going to be good. You know, it's not to say it's not going to be good, but for me, I'm just going to go with what my favorites are, and that's definitely this one right here. So, to sum it up again, let's do this one more time. So we got Cyber Shadow for January, February Little, so here's the nominees. Cyber Shadow, Little Nightmares 2, Disco Elysium Director's Cut, Returnal, Biomutant, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, The Ascent, Grime, Tales of Arise, Far Cry 6, Forza Horizon 5, and The Gunk. So which one is my game of the year? You will have to find out in a few weeks, because I really got to get into some of these games and get to playing and give you the feedback and make an honest assessment. And that's a lot of games to do in such a short amount of time. I literally got, if I said a month from now I want to have this episode up, then I got 4 weeks to do this. So can I do it? I don't know. So let's give ourselves to the end of the year. So no later than December 31st, we will give you the game of the year, okay? But I want to know what you think. What are your game of the year nominees? You know, who are you looking at? Are you looking at some indie games? Is there one that just stood out to you and there's no change in your mind? Is there something you're still waiting on? You know, what are your thoughts? Let me know. Drop a line on Twitter when you see this post for the podcast episode when it goes live. And, you know, as always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Check it out on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher. I mean, there's so many podcast platforms that this is definitely on. So make sure you go check it out, all right? And until then, I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.